Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Your Health Reset with me, your host, Sinclair Keneally. Today, we are going to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart. So we often have this resistance, right, to our health conditions, and it could feel like it's the worst thing that could ever happen to you, to have your body fail you, quote unquote, to have your body break down and resist you. And I used to have this negative meditation. It was literally a negative meditation that I would say all day long that was like, oh, I'm on the short bus with this body. I got the short end of the stick. My genes suck. Why am I so sensitive? Why me? Why do I have to fight this fatigue? Why am I down to three foods? Why do I look pregnant? Why am I throwing up on every continent in every major city? And why are my emotions like this? Why don't I feel like myself anymore? And it just was this nonstop fighting and pushing back against what was happening to me. And I started thinking about this in a totally different way a few years ago, as I was finally on the other side of a lot of my symptoms. And I could really look back and see all the gifts that unfolded for me along the way as a result of becoming ill. And I don't think there was any other way for me personally to have created the experience of these gifts. And I have come to really believe that illness itself is an initiation. Illness is an initiation into the deeper self. And yeah, it is not for the faint of heart. It's a miracle that must be met with both courage and humility. And when you have resisted your own sacred path the way I did in favor of this paved road of expectations, I think your body knows that you're resisting your sacred path. And when you betray your own truth to stay in this false safety, it's almost like your biofield instantly tilts off kilter. The hinges and the wheels start to degrade. And every step away from your sacred path increases these internal alarms. And you ignore this at your peril, right? The more you resist, the more your soul insists. So your body's symptoms become this language of the soul, calling you back to your sacred path once more. You know, every aspect of your immune system is regulated by your nervous system, right? And even your fascia, right? That beautiful tensegrity that's really actually the structure of your entire body. It's not your bones. Your bones are floating. Your fascia is the part of your body, the whole system, that is like this light network that's sensing the world around you and transmuting that into signals and information. It's your intuition. It's your spidey sense. And it's informing the body, hey, I'm safe. Hey, I'm not safe. Hey, I'm on track. Hey, I'm not on track. I have this awareness about what I'm doing and where I am. You've got to listen to me, right? So we have so many layers built in to the body itself as your vessel for your eternal self, your home for your soul while you're here on this plane. I don't think about it like a temple because I don't want you to feel like this is a static thing that you're living in or that you have to be perfect in how you treat it. But it's more like this amazing alive vessel. It's like a biodynamic rainforest, right? All the signals and systems are self-regulating. And the reason why you're getting off kilter, there's a really good reason. If you're off your path, if you're off track and your alarm systems are going off internally and you're not listening, or life events are coming at you and you can only handle so much, whether you were a little one along the way in different stages of development and your body said, okay, this is how much of this experience I can take in. I will now store away the rest until I have the capacity to become present to this. And that can happen when you're two. It can happen when you're 10. It can happen when you're 52. If a life experience is too large for you to meet in the moment, you will store whatever part of it you do not have the capacity to process. until you do. And illness is one of those ways that we process old experiences. It's one of those ways that we let things fall away that are no longer actually relevant or important to us because they're off track for us. We've outgrown them, right? Or we were never supposed to be investing our energy in that in the first place, right? It was not in alignment with who we really are. And yet we were doing it out of love for someone else or obligation. We're going to talk about this in a segment next week called The Breakdown. This is one of the biggest opportunities of illness in this initiation into our deeper selves, where we're tempering our strengths, we're maturing, we're deepening, and things have to fall away because we no longer have the energy to play ball. We no longer have the energy for bullshit to play along. We have to reckon with and become present to only what is most important to who we really are. And yeah, there's some grieving along the way. There's a lot of frustration along the way. Yes, there are toxicants that we talk about on this show all the time that have their own frequencies, right? Lead, depression, hello. Mercury, mercurial, wild springs, swings in emotion, aluminum, brain fog, right? Glyphosate, it was like a recipe for confusion and anxiety and overwhelm because it's breaking your internal boundaries everywhere. So you become like a leaky sieve. You become too absorptive, right? And all your exquisite rules about what's allowed in and what's not allowed in are no longer respected when glyphosate's in the system. And your resilience, even in your joints, right? That beautiful bounce that you're supposed to have becomes brittle because glyphosate gets used instead of glycine. So yes, of course, there are these root causes, these environmental toxicant exposures that are playing a role in your felt experience. And at an even deeper level, I believe that your illness is serving you. I believe that your illness is serving you because what comes out of the healing process is so fucking magnificent. It's almost without words. It almost cheapens it to try to apply language to who you become and how you deepen and how you expand into this being that you are for this lifetime when you go through something deep like chronic illness, because no one can do it with you. You have to walk this path alone. No matter how much someone is holding the space for you, no matter how much they love you, no matter how amazing your practitioners and your guides are, you must walk this path. It is your fire walk. So you must access internal resources that you would never have known that you had otherwise. Your own depth, your own self-trust, you must reclaim that. If you lost access to that somewhere along the way, it's time to find it again. Your own courage, your own awareness of your heart center, your own connection to this planet. You have to root down deep from your root chakra into the earth. Gravity's not dragging you down, I promise you. It is holding you in a tender embrace to this planet so that you stay in one moment at a time. And then you try to ruin it by going backwards, being anxious about what happened, right? Being caught in a trauma loop or trying to anticipate what's happening in the future. Gravity's here to help. Your body's here to help, rooting you in the now, where all the magic is anyway. This is why illness is an initiation. And we have lost so many rites of passage in our culture, right? And most cultures today, we're losing rites of passage faster than we're recreating them. And we must go through rites of passage and challenges in order to deepen and to really show up as who we are. For so many of my clients that are men, it's almost like watching them become men for the first time as they heal themselves because they lost those rites of passage where they got held by the community as they stepped into manhood. Same thing for women, stepping into your womanhood, expanding into your body, expanding into the capacity to create and bring life forward, right? Whether that's a creation or a being, doesn't matter. These principles of creation, of being, are very difficult to access if you don't show up completely in the now. And illness requires you to do that. It requires you to stop fucking around, stop trying to please others, and actually be who you really are because you have no energy for anything else. And it's okay that there's grief and frustration and release along the way. It's part of the process, right? You don't want to suppress a fever. It's the body's strategy for bringing something to a head and flushing it out. A virus is a tool, if you believe in viruses, to bring something to a head and flush it out, right? The body's here to support you. It's absolutely brilliant. Just because you can't see the gifts right now doesn't mean they're not there. Listen to this as often as you need it. I hope that you share it with someone who needs it today. I wish someone had told me this instead of pushing me to look for the lesson so that I could get back to playing along with normal life like everybody else. Oh, what's the lesson? You know, oop, issues with the knees, not moving forward, hips, not moving forward, inflexible with the neck, whatever it is that we have distilled these down into yucky punchlines in the new age healing paradigm. We need to take a step back and allow for miracles once more. We won't know in the moment just how magnificent an experience is like illness until you're on the other side of it and go, oh, wow, amazing. All these things came together for me in just this way to serve me and all of my deepest desires, my expression of who I really am, my awareness of what's most important to me came through this time of illness, right? Yes, things fell away along the way. That part sucked. That was hard. And that's also how I learned how strong I really am, how courageous I really am, how loving I really am. It's how I knew to value every sweet moment, how I knew to value peace, how I knew how to show up as a leader, right? How to unhook from the propaganda and the busyness, to no longer accept someone else's agenda for me. I had to reclaim my own internal guidance system, and illness served me in that way. I guarantee you, you will look back and say some version of this to yourself. It will be your own version. It'll be your own set of gifts, your own set of miracles. So hang in there along the way. This is an initiation. Make no mistake. They are not easy, but by definition, they're temporary. So there is another side to this. As you work on your root causes, just make room for miracles, okay? We are loving you so much. And we're going to keep talking more about this and the opportunities that chronic conditions provide, even as we unpack, yes, the 3D, the biochemical, all that good stuff with the root cause medicine.
Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.